Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Walt Williams. Batting second. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Tidrow. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Johnny Jeter. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chambliss moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is hit by the pitch. Chambliss moves to third. Ellis moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. Ellis scores. Spikes moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spikes scores. Hendrick scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's 6-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Broemer moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Lolick pinch hits for Charlie Spikes. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a pop-up towards first. Muser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Lolick now playing left field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Lolick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball towards center. Hendrick settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hendrick. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lolick, who is chasing the ball. Jeter reaches third base with a triple. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Jeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-1 in the game. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tid Row covering, for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble. May reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards third. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradford. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to third. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brohmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hendrick scores. Duffy moves to second. It's 10-0, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duffy scores. Williams moves to second. It's 11-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Jeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lolick moves to second. Ken Freiling now pitching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lowenstein strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lolick scores. Hendrick moves to second. It's 12-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tid Row covering, for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Tid Row covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing center field. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Ron Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lolick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Lolick reaches second base with a double. Chambliss scores. Ellis moves to third. It's 13-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Brinkman now catching. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Freiling, and towards Orta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duffy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ellis for a passed ball. Leon moves to second. Johnny Jeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Jeter strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. It's 13-1, Indians. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelly moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-3 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to third. Orta moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Tid Row covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-3 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Sharp moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowenstein fields it, throws to second for 1, and the throw to home, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.